everyone, and welcome to Living a Life Through Books, the podcast about everything bookish. I'm your host, Dr. Shanaz Ahmed, and today is Month in Review. We are doing September 2023. I have to be honest, after months of dawdling in trying to find myself and my relationship back to reading and back to this podcast, this was an excellent reading month. Not the best one I've ever had. And there were some tweaks. I did a lot of short books, super short books, but still just trying to get back and getting close to my all-time highest number of books in a month felt good. Really, really, really good. So, what are the numbers? Before I get into that, just wanted to let you know about Write Scene. It's a platform for the writing community. It's got several layers to it, but for starters, it's a connection platform. It connects you with others in the writing community. Industry professionals are scouting for content, and if your work meets their needs, they can contact you. The website is still growing and developing, and there's more coming down the pipe. For now, sign up at app.writescene.com. That is app.writescene.com. And disclaimer, this is not a paid ad or sponsorship. It's a platform I believe in, and so I put it on my podcast. Simple as that. Of course, I'm a LibraFM affiliate, and when you sign up for that, I get a cut. But it's a phenomenal audiobook app, and it's doing your part to fight Amazon, right? It's something. Small pebbles add up. And there's buymeacoffee.com to support me. And yes, while your support is monetary, I am totally honored by it, and I appreciate and thank you for it. Now, let's get back to this episode. I started this month by being 16 books behind, and I realized that I had to make a change if I wanted to hit my 100 book goal. So no, I'm not caught up, but I'm up to 8 books behind on my goal. So that gives me hope that I can catch up and eventually make my 100 book goal for this year. This month, I read 13 books. Might be unlucky, but was certainly lucky for me as it put me on the path of getting caught up and gaining momentum. So here are the books I read for September. Oh gosh, guys, one more thing before the books. I promise this is the last one. I was on the Be Seen podcast as a guest. I was hoping you guys would take a look. I'll add the YouTube link in the show notes and, of course, all the other links as well. Okay, now let's do it. Book one, A Long Pedal Off the Sea by Isabel Allende. We did this one for book club. I'm editing that episode even as we speak, so stay tuned for my thoughts and the book club's thoughts on that one. Book two, Verity by Colleen Hoover. My good friend Monique wanted me to read this book like 2 years ago and wanted to do an episode here with me. Well, time marches on, and another friend of mine, Sherry, read it and was on my case about this book. My niece read it, and I finally caved. I'm actually doing a book talk about this book with Sherry, and that episode should come out after the book club episode, so again, stay tuned. Book three, The Magic Border, Poetry and Fragments from My Soft Machine by Arlo Parks. I'm lately getting obsessed with poetry and the reconstruction of words and sentences, so I did enjoy this one. I gave it 4 stars because it didn't blow my mind, but it was solid poetry. Book four, Galatea by Madeline Miller. I really wanted to read this one so badly, and when it came up as a LibroFM influencer choice, I jumped on it. I mean, it's Madeline Miller, and I love her style of writing and presenting a story. The story itself was good, not mind-blowing. I would say it's a tale of obsession that leads to consequences. 4 stars. Book 5, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Part 1 by Douglas Adams. Oh my, I cannot wait to discuss this book. It's our upcoming book club. We will record this Wednesday, and the episode should come out a couple of weeks after if I stay diligent, as I plan to, so stay tuned. Book 6, Wires That Sputter, Poems by Britta Badur. More poems, they were all right. Like I said, with poetry, I'm really just getting obsessed and will devour anything, whether I like it or not. This was 4 stars. Book 7, God Themselves by J. Nichelle. Another poetry book. This was 4 stars. I do remember it, though. It was supposed to be really moving, and it did deal with serious issues of race and death, but it was all right. For poetry, I was trying to take it apart more than I was getting the message of it. Book 8, You Are Only Just Beginning, Lessons for the Journey Ahead by Morgan Harper Nichols. It was a motivational book that did not hit home for me. I gave it 3 stars because I felt the concepts were old and I didn't come away with much. Book 9, The Book of Charlie, Wisdom from the Remarkable American Life of a 109-year-old Man by David von Drehill. I don't know how I ran into this book. Must have been one of my motivational sites. I'll be honest, I wasn't blown away. It's the story of this man's life and how he became a doctor and then an anesthesiologist and his 109 years of life. It is remarkable. And then again, it's not. There were some notable mentions in the book. The beginning with his dad's death, the way he got into medical school. But in general, my Goodreads says 4 stars, but I could go down. Anyway, moving on. Book 10, The Godfather Part 1 by Mario Puzo. Please don't hate me. This is going to be an unpopular opinion. I liked the book, but I didn't love it. Honestly, I think the reason I didn't love it is twofold. One is that I was pushed into reading the book, like almost forced. Like, you have to read this. You're a reader and you cannot be a reader if you haven't read this one and blah, blah, blah. And again, I caved. I thought if everyone loves it so much, there's got to be something spectacular. And I waited and waited and waited for spectacular and I didn't feel it. The good news is that the person who recommended the book to me will never be allowed another recommendation. I can always hold this book over the person's head and be like, is it as amazing as The Godfather? The book you thought was amazing but was just okay to me? Okay, second reason I didn't love it is because I'm not into the whole mafia type story. It didn't do it for me. People love Don Corleone. Myself, I don't know. I know it's a story of justice when the law cannot help you, but there's something that just holds me back and doesn't love it. So, 4 stars and moving on. Book 11, You Still Look the Same by Farzana Doctor. This is a book of poems. I know we did this author's other book for book club. She's a lovely woman. She talks about katna, which is female genital cutting in the Bora community, and she's vocal about it. And these poems are about life and, of course, katna. It was good. Book 12, Created to Dream, The 6 Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith by Rick Warren. What was I thinking reading a Christian book? No offense, nothing against the religion, but I didn't want a sermon. I know why I picked this book. It was part of my Libra from Influencer books, and it was next in line for shortest. And with myself trying to catch up on my book goals, that's why I got this one. I fast listened to it. It just wasn't for me. However, if you are of Christian faith, then you definitely would love this book. For me, not so much. And I didn't rate it. And book 13, Nautilus, Lords of the Wind, Book 1 by A.E. Villa. That was another Libra from Influencer book. Again, did it by length of the book, and it was fantasy, so I was interested. And honestly, I don't know what to say. It was a romance between a Titan god, Nautilus, and Dustin, who's a wolf and the god of harvest, I think, but don't know. Anyway, how do I put this delicately? I did not appreciate the intimate scenes between Nautilus and Dustin. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, I've read gay romances before. I've read intimate gay scenes before. This one was a no for me. Yeah, this book was 2 stars for me. There wasn't much of a story arc. At least I didn't feel that way. And that's it for the books of September. I will tell you guys that I read a book today, another short one. It'll be on my October month in review. But what I want to say is that I'm working hard on catching up on reading and this podcast. Next up for this podcast is going to be book club and then Verity and then another book club. Hopefully I'll get it all sorted out. It's exciting. More episodes on the way. I haven't yet reopened to author conversations or doing a ton of ARCs. It's fine. I'll get there. No hurry. I'm taking it one step at a time. Please check out the show notes and the podcast episode I was in. And that's it for this episode. Before I go, if you loved this episode or any of my previous episodes, please take a moment to write me a review on Apple Podcasts. Please share this podcast with your family and friends and through your social media channels. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram on Living a Life Through Books. I'm also on Clubhouse. Look me up by name. I'm on TikTok. My tag is at Dr. Shanaz Ahmed. You can reach me through email. My address is livingalifethroughbooks@gmail.com. My website is shanazahmed.com. That is shanazahmed.com. The opening and closing music to this and all my previous episodes was composed by my husband, Brad Slavik. I'm Dr. Shanaz Ahmed with Living a Life Through Books signing off. Remember to water the seeds within you. It's time.